Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed businesses to pivot and diversify. And a key question for business leaders is, how do you lead in digital transformation and Industry 4.0 during these unprecedented times? Well, at this year's Industrial Transformation Asia Pacific, which is a Hannover Messe event, regional business leaders and industry decision makers will discuss leveraging Industry 4.0 in driving organization changes and strategic initiatives. Smart factories are part of the technological transformation driving the fourth industrial revolution to tackle current challenges in the manufacturing sector. To tell us more about it, we're joined now by Mike Lackey, who is the Global VP of Solution Management, LOB Digital Manufacturing and IoT Digital Supply Chain at SAP. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Rachel, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's our absolute pleasure to have you with us, Mike. So let's start off and talk about automation and robotics, because they've been in use for decades in manufacturing operations. So how is a smart factory different, and how can they improve the manufacturing process and supply chain management?
You know, Rachel, that's a great question. You're right. You know, we've been doing big data in manufacturing for 40 years with a thing called Doria. The big difference is we collected a lot of data, but 70% of that data was not used. What we're seeing today is not collecting more data, it's collecting the right data and taking that data and connecting it to with business context. What does it mean to your order? What does it mean to your customer delivery commitment? What does it mean to your cost structure? What does it mean to your suppliers? So the big thing with the smart factory is more agile. And it's more responsive than it's ever been before.
So that said, Mike, can you share with us perhaps the basic structure of a smart factory and how it operates?
Absolutely. Look, the smart factory is not on an island by itself. It's an integral part of a digital supply chain. So you're always integrating the factory with the demand. So you're always planning, you know, what is the demand signal? What is the demand? What is the product mix I need to manufacture today? And then you're tying that into your warehouse management. Do I have the right materials? Do I have the right materials at the right factory or the plant? And there's this intelligence that you're building into the product as we move along, or into your factories as we move along. Equipment, assets on the shop floor have gotten more intelligent. You can not only get more data off the equipment, but again, you can get the right data. And then when you tie that into the way we plan what the product should be, the logistics to the warehouse management and to that asset, and you start talking about an asset being an employee, giving them more data at the point of work that they can improve the way they work, their work methods. And they're always getting that continuous information of what to build. You're no longer linear. You're building what the demand is and what your demand from your customers. And when you start doing that, you're bringing intelligence into your processes, and you're bringing intelligence into the way you deliver for your customers. And I think as long as we keep the customers at the front, that smart factory and the structure of that smart factory becomes pretty evident.
And you talk there, Mike, about having the right equipment. What about the right technology? Walk us through the technology involved in a smart factory and how it improves output and that data.
The big thing for the smart factory is always self-correcting, right? And it's not limited to a single product. You're going to make multiple products. We have a customer in the UK that manufactures the V8 diesel petrol engines, V6 diesel petrol engines, and four-cylinder diesel petrol engines on the same assembly line. No two engines are the same. You're building to demand. You're building to that customer specific. And I think that's the big thing that you're seeing, is that we're capturing more of the customer's requirements sooner, and we're pushing it into the factory. And equipment are getting more intelligent. That I know in that factory, we read data from the equipment, analyze it, and tell that machine to go or no go in about 150 milliseconds. And we really need to get down to 50 milliseconds. So computing at the edge is a big part of that technology that's really changing how we work with these factories. Also, intelligence, Internet of Things, a lot of equipment has gotten more intelligent. We can get more data. We can have more control. But the other big thing is I always see a piece of equipment that was built in 1972, and the amount of data that comes off is very limited. And by using Internet of Things, we can put sensors on devices, on equipment that we consider non-intelligent and make it intelligent. And always bringing data into the context of what does it mean to my business or my commitment to my customer. And those are likely the technologies from big data to Internet of Things, machine learning. Man, mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the equipment learning and self-correcting. It's the whole factory. You know, one assembly line tied to 19 other assembly lines to produce product. You know, machine learning and augmented reality brings a level of intelligence to the whole factory, not just to a single piece of equipment. And those are the big technologies that I think are driving why we're seeing the advantage of a smart factory.
I mean, this is fascinating. And you talk about efficiencies here as well, but I'm curious because occupational safety and health risks are, you know, a top priority for the manufacturing sector. With these intelligent tools and with the IoT, the Internet of Things being integrated into factories, how is safety then improved with Industry 4.0 as well?
Well, one of the key KPIs of any plant manager mm-hmm. is the safety of his or her employees. And one of the things that we're doing with environmental health and safety, you're able to put sensors on your employees so you know where they are in the plant. If you were to have a safety escape or that happens, you know who is impacted by that, and you can start doing the corrective action and keeping them safer faster. But with COVID-19, you know, what's really came in is that if a person comes down with COVID-19, who do they come in contact with? Mm. And now with the sensors, we can know who they came in contact with, what areas, did someone come within that 6-foot safety space that, you know, that the science is saying we should stay away. You know, we can automatically send an alarm, hey, you're within that space, social distancing to keep them safe. So with, you know, IoT and better data coming off, we can track the employees, we can track who they come in contact with, and we can make sure they stay a safe distance or stay out of an area that could be contaminated and keep them healthy, because that's one of the biggest issues. But it wasn't safety that really shut down our plants, it was the fact they couldn't get material. And then once we started getting material and bringing the plants back up, then it was very strategic for us to keep our employees safe and keep them optimal and make sure we didn't have a pandemic within the plant that would shut it down again. And that's one of the biggest advantage of what sensors and Industry 4.0 has brought to safety for our employees at the plant level.
We're speaking with Mike Lackey, Global VP of Solution Management, LOB Digital Manufacturing and IoT Digital Supply Chain at SAP. But you know, Mike, implementing change for some is never easy, is it? We all can be quite resistant to change, but I think COVID-19 has changed that for many organizations. But for those that haven't yet embarked on their smart factory transformation, what are some of the things they can do to begin that journey and I guess help their employees adapt as well?
Well, listen, we always need to be adapting to change, right? If mm-hmm. if not, we get stale. So we live in a very dynamic world we've seen the pandemic happen. We've seen trade wars. You know, we've seen the Brexit happen. And so we were getting more and more coming at us. So we have to adapt change and we have to embrace it. But generally the digital transformation doesn't start at the factory. It starts at the boardroom. What is your business going to look like in the future? And once you understand, am I going to sell products or am I going to sell products as a service? Am I going to sell you a vehicle or am I going to sell you kilometers? You know, once that you understand that your business is changing and your customer dynamics is changing, then you have to adapt at the factory level to deliver on that. Lead times are getting shorter. They're going from 10 days down to 6 hours, and in some cases, 2 hours. The customer demand is always changing, and the factory must change as well. And what I tell customers is simple, guys. You got to dream big. What is the future going to look like for you as a business, and how do your processes at the factory level need to adapt? Then you find projects that are very high visibility and have a quick turnaround and a very high ROI. And then once you get the backing of the C-suite, the CEO, the COO, and the CFO, and the CTO, you execute very quickly. You build that ecosystem of partners like SAP or partners like our system integrators that know the domain of manufacturing, know our solutions, and you move quickly. But you always bring the employees into it that understand mm-hmm. where you're going as a company and why these processes need to change. So if you make the employees a part of this change, they really embrace it, and they're not, you know, pushing back as much. So it starts at the top. You have to make sure the employees are part of knowing the journey that you're on and what the outcome is going to be at the end.
So Mike, we've spoken about the improvements that technology can have on factories. You've spoken a little bit about why businesses need to transform and factories need to transform. Talk to us now about how SAP can support businesses on this digital transformation journey.
Well, our biggest value is that we're going to bring that business context down to the shop floor, and we're going to take data from the shop floor, and we're going to tie it back into the way you capture your customers' requirements from a design standpoint. We're going to tie it into the way you plan that demand signal, you optimize that inventory, you really run your business. And then on the manufacturing floor, tie it in with your logistics providers, with your warehouse management and your assets. And then tie that back into the intelligent enterprise, your ERP system that runs your business, your financial data, your customer data, your supplier data, your material and inventory data. All that has to be integrated and done in real time so that you really know the cadence at which your business is running and any impact that happens. And that's what we're doing at SAP, is that we're bringing all this together in an integrated environment and an end-to-end solution. You know, that's the whole key. You don't just integrate, or you just don't add technology for the sake of adding technology. You solve business problems. You want to solve these business problems with an end-to-end solution that ties it all together to deliver to your customer. And I think that's the true value of what we're doing here at SAP and what we can drive business value for our customers.
So Mike, looking into the future now, I mean, no one would have anticipated that COVID-19 would have lasted as long as it has. But looking at the year ahead, what are some of the key smart factory trends that we should watch out for?
Yeah, listen, all of our customers have an initiative, a digital initiative going on. Mm-hmm. Smart factory, digital factory, live factory, intelligent factory. They're all looking at their process. And at the key of this, first of all, it's no longer about just collecting data. It's about collecting the right data and knowing that impact it has on your business. Machine learning. Look, you know, you can do with machine learning, you can keep automating your factories to learn from the mistakes or learn from what it's collecting and make it more optimal and really drive out efficiency. Augmented reality, not just bringing data to the point of work, but bringing it on smart devices or new types of user interfaces, you know, like the smart glasses and things. One of the other biggest technologies that I really think is going to come to the forefront here is additive manufacturing, 3D printing. It really simplifies the supply chain. That technology is growing so fast. I think you're going to see in the years ahead that that's going to be a big factor in how the processes on the factory and how a factory can really deliver, you know, lot size, smaller lot sizes or very customer specific deliveries. And I think you're really going to see additive manufacturing at the heart of that in the future.
Wonderful. Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, Rachel, it was my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to, you know, any of our customers that want to talk about where they're going in the future and how SAP can help them. You know, I'm always available to have that conversation.
That's right. So you can look for Mike Lackey. He is the Global VP of Solution Management, LOB, Digital Manufacturing and IoT, Digital Supply Chain at SAP. Mike, thank you again. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.